Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. Any Yehudish Hidlik is a Ner Bishvil Yisrael. Also Lakol. If a Goy lit a candle for a Jew, even if nobody asked him to light the candle, it's also for any Jewish person to be Nene from it. Even if you were only Meramathim, it's also to be Nene from a light that was lit for a Jewish person, unless it's some special attire. It's a commonly made mistake. People think as long as you don't tell them directly, you can be Nene from it. That does not apply to this. But say you're having positive Hano. And even a person he didn't light for, but as long as the guy lit for a Jew, no Jew is allowed to have enough in that light. No difference whether you gave him a salary or not. You paid him a general thing for lighting candles, or you paid him by the day or by the hour. The hoyel, the Yisrael, nerem imlocha, atzmo, v'shavis, also b'chol inyin. Since a Jew is being nerem from that was produced by this malacha, the light, it's out under all circumstances. Chava says, Aval im hidvigor letzokor, yolitzokhoyle, Yisrael. If a guy lit it for himself, so that's permitted for me to use it because he didn't do it l'tzarech Yisrael. Or he did l'tzarech echoyle, which it was permitted to ask a guy to light a light for that choyle. Feel ain by sakona, because halacha is, we're not allowed to turn on a light for choyle shem by sakona, because choyle needs it. We're allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha, even a malacha deraisa, for the needs of a choyle shem ain by sakona. He's sick, but he's not deathly sick. The Ramah adds, "Oy l'tzov k'tanim shu k'choyel shem by sakona." Therefore, little children that will be very scared or the like, and they have a major need for it, also has a status of a choyla. Not every tzov k'tan fills the category; it has to be that he's a major need for it. Chava continues, "Mutar l'chol Yisrael l'shtamish loyer." In a case where the guy lit for himself or lit the heter for a choyla Yisrael or a k'tan, then everybody can be nenef in the or. But in the ice of Medoya, the soker, the tachayla, he made a bonfire for the goy himself, or for the chayla also, it's committed for everybody else to use it. And this, the Mechaber brings, he shows him Medoya, Mishum, the Gazrina, and Shem, and Yahweh, the Shila. A candle has one wick. Medoya can make it larger and larger. There's a concern that you may make it bigger for the sake of the Jew. So therefore, these Yeshayim say that if a goy lit a bonfire for himself, it's also for me to be Neder from it, as long as I know that goy. If I don't know him at all, then it's permitted. So, Mr. Bruder. And Ramah says, Emil, im also in Yehuda, beveis Yisrael, mi daitoi, ein Yisrael, tzorch lotes, abish and nena, min aner, oi, amaduya. If the goy lit in my house without my request, so they were not mechayiv me to leave the house. Just have to warn him not to do it again, and if I see him in the process, I have to tell him, do not do it. Even though he said that the goy did it without the permission of the Jew, or against the permission of the Jew, then we don't have the Jew leave the house, but he should not use it for things that he cannot use without the light. So for example, to read something, he cannot read, because the mice of this malacha was done for him.